Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be special silas for Reb David Avram ben Hannah Miriam and Reb Yosef Tzvi ben Hannah Miriam and Naomi Sarah bas Hannah Miriam Lila Nishmas Esther bas Shmuel. We're going to be learning the union of Chazaka b'Kiddushin based on the Sefer Minchas Asher of Agon Rabbi Asher Weiss and Simon Ches. The Rishonim ask on Gimel Amud Aleph that it's Mashman Ar Sugya there that there's a Havamina that a woman is Niknes Bechalipin because we learn from Stei Ephron that's Niknes Bechalipin, and if that's the case then a woman should also be Niknes Bechazaka just like Stei Ephron is Niknes Bechalipin, and therefore we want a woman to be Niknes Bechalipin because we learn from Stei Ephron. So Stei Ephron is also Niknes Bechazaka. So let an Isha be Niknes Bechazaka. The Ramban writes, the Kaventain Isha Knuya Lebaila Legufa Lo Mahani Bakinyan Chazaka. Since a woman isn't acquired, her body is not in the possession of her husband, a Kinyan Chazaka doesn't help, isn't effective. The Rashba adds that even Evet Kenaini is Nikne Bechazaka, even though his guf at the time of the kinyan is not acquired to the master until after the tefillah, nevertheless, since through this kinyan he might come to a kinyan haguf, if they're matbil him l'shem avdus, if he goes to mikvah l'shem avdus, so the chazaka is effective. Ayin sham. Mashen kein an isha. There's no kinyan at all. So we have to understand the yisod hadvarim. So it would appear l'chora that it's not shaykh on a woman a maisa chazaka. Because what maisa can you do to be kohen and isha? The whole gedder kinyan chazaka is that the kohen does something b'davar hanikne. He does a maisa that expresses his bailus and his kinyan in the davar hanikne. Chazaka and karka is that he's noel gadol paratz, like bailim do, in their field. He locks it up, he makes a breach, closes it up, or rafak baporta, or he does some plowing on it, avodas akarka. So these maisim are an expression of his bailus and reflect the mahus of their kinyan in the sadeh kederach habailim. Similarly, chazakas also when they're nana migufa sadeh, like shtichas peiros, spreading out peiros, hamadas behema, hatzalas matzalas, v'shchiva aleim, like it says in Bava Basra 43b, and the Rambam in Zechiah, Perek Beis Halacha Dal and Perek Aleph Mechira Halacha Tes Vav and Tes Zayin, that it works. These are also expressions of Bailus on the Sada. And Kenyan and Chazak of an Eved Kenaini is that the Eved is Mishamish the Adon like Avadim, Shimush Haguf like Rechitza, Hanola, Levisha, like the Avadim do. That's an expression of Avdus. And therefore, stam avoda doesn't help, because that's not an expression of mehusa avdus, because poelim also do avoda. But it has to be a shimush haguf, like rechitza, like washing, putting on shoes, dressing. So these are what the avoda, that's the expression of avdus. So that's going to be the kinyan avodim. If so, l'chora, it's not shaykh in a woman, a maisa chazaka, to be kinyan. Because what maisa can you do that's going to express your kinyan in the isha? If you want to say that she's going to do a malacha for her husband, a woman is not knuya lebaila la malacha. Even malachas that a woman is chayef to do for her husband, like making his bed and making working with wool, like it says in Ksubis 59b, that's not min haTorah, that's only midrabbanan. So that can't be a kinyan. And even if you say that in a Torah a woman is chayitim mishamish baila, like women do both in klali, and chacham came were mitaking specific shimushim that a woman has to do for her husband, but the etzem chiyuv of shimush is min haTorah, even if you make such a taina, she would have to find a basis for. Nevertheless, it would appear that this is only an outcome of the kinyan ishus, and it's not the ikar mahusa kinyan of baal b'ishto. The ikar kinyan is l'ishus, not la voda. So shimush, a isha lebaila, woman serves her husband, that's not going to be an expression of the Kenyan Kedushin, L'chor Eliyesh L'adam, that Shimush Ha'isha L'bayla doesn't help for a Kenyan Chazaka B'Kedushin, because a woman is not chayiv to be Mishamish her husband until after the Nisuin. And the whole gather of Kenyan Kedushin is just to be miyachid her to her husband and to asa her akule alma kehektesh obazoi bivadai meleches haisha vishimusha are not going to be poel a Kenyan Kedushin, because the whole inyan of shimush only starts after the nisuin. However, one can tie that even though a woman is not yet chayav to be mishamish her baal when she's in the state of Kedushin, nevertheless, since through the Kenyan of Kedushin, she is now in a state where she can come to Nisuin, through which she will be chayv in this Shimush. So these Maitzim are effective for the Kenyan Chazaka, like what the Rashba writes, that since through the Kenyan Ha'evet, you can come, we saw before, to Kenyan Haguf, ultimately, after the Tefillah, it's going to come to Kenyan Haguf. So the Kenyan Chazaka helps at the beginning. And similarly, with Kedusha Isha, since you can come to a Kenyan Nisuin, already for Kedushin, Shimush would help if we would say that Shimush is effective for Kenyan Chazaka. And this is especially true based on what it says in the Minchas Asher and Siman Yud Beis, that Nisuin is the Hashlamas Kenyan Kedushin, and it's the completion of the Kenyan Kedushin, it's not a Gedur Kenyan Bifnei Atzmo. Like we see that you have to make a Tanai B'Shas Kedushin, Amanach She'en Lecha Alay Sher Ksus Va'oina. Even though these chiyuvim only are chal b'shas nisuin, so it must be that these chiyuvim are told as hakedushin b'koach v'tchilasin b'kinyan ha'erusin hanigmar l'idea nisuin. You're already making these tanaim from the get-go from kedushin, because the outcome of the kedushin is going to be this nisuin, which includes sherek susanona, because the nisuin is the gemar. So we could say that a ma'isa shimush would be a bitui holem, would be a proper expression of the kinyan. You could say that shimush would be good for the kinyan kedushin. Even though it doesn't relate directly to Kedushin, it relates to Nisuin. But since the Kedushin leads to the Nisuin, so Maisim that you would do after the Nisuin is effective for the Kenyan Kedushin. However, like we said before, that these Maisim aren't Mechuyev Min HaTorah. And even if you say that they are, but it's not an expression of the Iker Kenyan Nisuin, which is a Kenyan Ishus, like we said. What about Bia? Bia apparently is an expression of Kenyan Isha Labaila. So this is not a chazaka. But that's obviously not a kasha. Because the Rishonim are bothered why we don't have Kenyan chazaka b'isha. And we have bia. But bia isn't mitzad chazaka. They're saying that there has to be separate from bia is one of the three kenyanim in the Mishnah. And they're asking separately, outside of the three kinyanim in the Mishnah, why isn't there also a kinyan chazaka, just like you would have by a sadeh? So, we're still left with the fact that there's no kinyan kedushin and the kinyan chazaka in an isha, is because how would you do the chazaka? We do find in the Rishonim that a chazaka helps in an Eved Kenayni b'derech acher, shelo aydei she'eved mishamish esrabo, but rather his master makes a tikkun begufo, like tikkun sarosav, like it says in Bava Basra and in Gimel Amid Beis, in the Rashba and the Shita Mekubetzis. And if so, we can say that a woman also, this chazaka helps, this tikkun begufo, like b'saroseho, maybe making a tikkun begufo, you fix her hair, and that's going to be the Kenyan Kedushin. Just like we have by an Eved Kenayni. However, it would appear that only in an Eved Kenayni that Gufo is Kona L'Rabba, there Tikkun L'Gufo helps. But not an Isha, there's no kinyan haguf, that her goof is in kinyan lebaila. Kinyan lebaila, there, wouldn't help, it wouldn't be effective. So based on what we said until now, we can explain the Ramban and the Rashba that we read at the outset, that since the husband has no kinyan begufa shel ha'isha, kinyan chazaka isn't effective because there's no ma'isa kinyan. There's no ma'isa kinyan. A chazaka isn't shaykh. Since a chazaka is not shaykh in an isha, then mele, there's no kinyan chazaka. And that's apparently what the Rashba and the Ramban mean. Because it's not shaykh. What type of chazaka can you make in an isha? So that's one possibility. One possibility is that it's not shaykh to have such a kinyan, since her guf is in Kanoi. How are you going to come up with a kinyan? It could also be that the Rishonim mean, the Rashba and the Ramban, that a kinyan chazaka doesn't help unless the Bailam have a kinyan begufa. And not a kinyan that's she'eno begufa davar. When does chazaka help? Not that we can't find the chazaka for an isha, that's the first mahal. Maybe it means that a chazaka is only effective when the Bailam have a kinyan beguf. Now when the Bailam don't have a kinyan beguf, like the Rimigash brought in the Ran in Perak Shavu Sadeyanim, Nukai Yosef in the first Perak of Bav Metzi in the Sugiv Heilach, the Lomahani Kinyan Mashiach Liknas Mashkon, the Lomahani Mashiach Labadar Shakani Gufa, the Loma Mashkon, Shem Wala Kinyan Erech Buvad, the Lo Kinyan Etzem, that you can't make a Kinyan Mashiach on a Mashkon, because Mashiach only works on something where the Guf is Kanoi. And on a Mashkon, if it's some sort of collateral, there's only a Kinyan on the value, but not that Kinyan Etzem. On a Mashkon, it only helps a Kinyan Kesef, that's not a Kinyan Begufa Dover. But Bishovi Veriko. So there's a lot to explain about this. But here also, since you can't make a Kenyan Begufo, a Kenyan Chazaka is not Shaykh. Just like by a Mashkon, Mashiach isn't Shaykh. The Ritvan B'Metzia Tzadi Tesam and Beis writes that Mashiach is a chazaka de metaltalin. That Mashiach is chazaka de metaltalin. And Rashi says that Mashiach is called a chazaka on Chavches. Look there in the Mishnah. So that's when you're kona the Guf HaDover. Is this Mashiach is in the Guf HaDover? That's the chazaka of metaltalin. If something is a metaltal, as metaltalin, so Mashiach is a chazak on the metaltalin. Is your kona the gufa metaltalin? But in a woman, you're not kona her guf. This is a new type of kinyan. A schus, a kinyan ishus, but there's no kinyan begufa isha. And even though chazaka is effective to be konis chiris karka and kinyan peiris, and not only kinyan aguf, like it says in Choshen Mishpat Kuftzadi Sif Aleph and Kuftzadi Hes Sif Tes, it's not a kasha, because chiris karka is different, because it's a schus shimash beguf hadover. And that's different than kedusha isha, which is not a kinyan beguf haklal. It's not doma the kinyan peiris, which is a shimash be'atzma dover be kinyan isha. It's not be'atzma beguf haklal. It's a gedr mechudish of kinyan ishas, like we said. And a kinyan mashkon also is not a gedr kinyan peiris. It's a kinyan be'erko v'shavio shel adover, below be'atzma klal. For those interested, you can look in the Minchas Asherim Bava Kama Simen Samach, and on Psachim Simen Mem Vav, and on the Mechtovim at the end in Simen Vav, that he's marich in this kinyan. Be'erich hadover v'lo be'atzmo, when you're just acquiring the value and not the thing itself. Very, very deep topic, which we are only just touching upon. Chayra, there's ha'ara on the Rashba and the Ramban, We learn later on into Zayin Amar Aleph that if not for a mir in the pasuk, we would think that an Ama Ivri is niknes bechazaka, even though she's not niknes begufa, legufa. Ah! So you see an instance where there's no kinyan, where there's a havamina, there's a kinyan chazaka, and there's no kinyan aguf. We can say that this Am is different because it's like Schiris Karka, it's like a kinyan aguf leperosif. Because there's a kinyan, lavoda. We're showing them they're right about an Eved Ivri. So it's the same idea, Eved Ivri, Am Ivriya. So there's a kinyan, lavoda. So male, it's like Schiris Karka, Mashenken and Isha, that her whole kinyan is for Ishas. And also, according to the first Derech, it's not a Kasha because it's not Shaycha Maisa Chazaka B'Isha. Whereas in Eved, there is Shaycha Maisa Chazaka. That you can have a voda. Also, we can be miyashev Rashi in the kash of the Rishonim. That it's mashman our sugya. That there's a havamina. A woman is going to be niknes bechalipin because we learn from Stei Ephron that's acquired bechalipin. So then, why is a woman acquired with chazaka? Just like a sod that can be acquired with chazaka. So why isn't there chazaka b'isha? Because if chazaka b'isha would be effective, then a woman would have to do a ma'isa shimush and malacha labayla, like a chazaka min eved k'naini. And with a woman, you can't do it. Why? Because it could be that we're holding that it's machlokas, whether in an eved, the master doing a chazaka begufa is effective. It's a machlokas in the sugya and memela. Maybe Rashi v'siate hold that it doesn't help for the master to do something to the eved. The eved has to do something for the master. And how is the woman going to do a shimush for the man for this kenyan? It says ki yikach v'lo ki tikach. And kedushin doesn't help if the woman does the maisa. So, you're right, the man is being kona the woman, but if she does the ma'isa, that's kitikach. She's doing the taking. And that doesn't work. So that's another reason it's not shayi chazaka. Because kiyikach si v'lo kitikach. And kedushin doesn't help through the ma'isa kedushin of a woman. After all that we said to negate the possibility of chazaka, it's important to note a Rashba and Daf Hamad Aleph, who brings in the name of the Yerushalmi, who asks, "Ataka chazaka should be kona beisha," from a Kal v'chomer, and the Yerushalmi's mitarets that we have a gzeres hakasuv u'bala, and that's memayit chazaka. So it's mashma that we could say lulei the gzeres hakasuv that a woman could be nikneis bechazaka acheres. And not the derech bia, just with the chazaka. Seems there is tzitzah that a woman could be nikneis b'chazaka. L'lei l'gzeres hakasuv. So Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, we have zocha to learn some hirhurim, hirhurei Torah, and the inyan of chazaka b'kedushin. And we should be zocha v'aiter l'lmod u'l'lamid l'shma v'lasas u'l'kaim is kol divrei salmu torasu v'yahavo. Amen, via amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.